I mentioned it's an enormous interview day, and it is. We already had Mike Krzyzewski on. As promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach at Clemson, 15 years there now, 155-36 overall, a two-time national champion, 2015 National Coach of the Year. Clemson is fifth ranked right now nationally. They're 5-0, they're 3-0 in conference play, coming off a big win over 10th ranked NC State last week. Another big challenge coming up on Saturday night. They're at Boston College. Dabo Swinney is my guest. Dabo, it's been a moment or two since you and I got a chance to chop it up. How is life right now, and how are things in your world?
Yes, sir. Good to be with you again, Jim. It's good. Everything's good. Just, you know, hard to believe we're already going into game six. We started, I guess, August 3rd for us, but it's going well. You know, our team has come together. We've had some, tough challenges and two really good wins back-to-back, and just starting to see the growth and maturity of our guys. Got a team that I think's got some heart and belief and have won different ways. So, you know, it's good. It's good. Like everybody, you got a few guys banged up here or there that you're having to overcome that. But we're excited about a road trip up to Boston against always a tough team, man. They're always one of the more physical teams you play. But everything's good. Hope you're well.
Yeah, I'm doing great myself, Dabo. You answered a few of my questions right there. I was going to ask you, how do you feel about this group so far? You answered that. You already touched on the fact that you are a little bit banged up, and you've got yourself a road trip, Boston College. Now, of course, your first ever win as head coach came against Boston College back in 2008. What do you remember about that day? And looking back, is there any way, or could you have had any idea how big that day would be for you and your career?
No, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, you only get one first win, right? You know, if you're lucky enough and you hang around long enough, maybe you can win, you know, more than one championship or conference championship or whatever, division, whatever. But you only get one first win, and that was a really special moment. And to be honest with you, you know, if we don't win that game, I'm probably not talking to you, or maybe I'm somewhere else talking to you, but. It was a great win for us. That was a tough, obviously, that was the interim transition. We really needed something positive to happen to just kind of help us pull those guys together to try to finish well. And we did. We finished 4-2, and that was enough for them to give me a chance to be the permanent head coach and see how I would do. So, man, I'm forever grateful for that group of guys. I'll never forget that because it was just we got up 17-0. They roared back, and I mean, we had to find a way, man. CJ Spiller took a kick return back almost to the house and ran out of gas, and then we threw a touchdown pass to Aaron Kelly, and it was just one of those great moments. DeAndre McDaniel had a huge hit to end the game, and it was just a really, really special moment in the locker room and just a lot of joy, honestly, because it had been a really tough year for those guys. And a lot of those guys are on my staff now, to be honest with you. There's several of those guys that were on that team that are now working for me. My receiver coach, my OL coach, CJ Spiller's our running backs coach, Ricky Sapp's in the weight room, and Antoine McClain is in our player development program. Cavell Connor, who was a linebacker, he's a defensive analyst. So we've got a lot of guys. So it'll be a special trip. We'll probably take maybe a group shot or something, and one I'll never forget. And I always enjoy going up there, and just got a lot of respect for Boston College, who they are as a university and a school. But definitely one that I'll never forget.
I think that is so cool. The retelling of that story is amazing, actually. Dabo Swinney joining us. And then when you talk about culture, when you bring these guys back and they want to come home and be a part of this thing, that's how you have culture and how it takes hold. Let me ask you this. When you think Boston College today, obviously one of the first things you think about is wide receiver Zay Flowers because, well, he's a dude now. You know they're going to find a way to get him the ball because that's what you do when you have a guy like that. What's the plan for slowing him down?
Yeah, so that's what I said to the team was, you know, where's Waldo every snap? I mean, he's Waldo. I mean, it is – this guy is – he's really, really special. I mean, he can fly. He's got – he's not a big guy, but he plays big. He plays long. He goes up and gets the ball. He's a great route runner. He's explosive. I mean, he's a really, really – And they move him everywhere. You know, he's not a guy that just, you know, plays one spot and you kind of scheme him up. I mean, he's all over the place. They'll get him bunch sets and they'll put him at all three different spots in the bunch set. They'll put him on the backside of a 3-by-1. I mean, they'll screen it to him. They'll hand it to him like he's a running back. He's a returner. I mean, he does everything. So, you know, you have to have a plan for him. And we certainly have worked hard this week to make sure, again, we know where Waldo is and that we pay attention to him. And you better take the post away, because if you don't, he's going to take the lid off the top in a heartbeat. So you just have to know where he is. And then, you know, you can't get lulled to sleep, because, you know, they've got other good players, and those two backs are really strong and powerful. And then Jerkovic, their quarterback, who seems like he's been there 10 years, he's a big, strong guy. You don't think of him as you know, this great runner, but he really is effective. You know, he had about a 40-yard run last week. He's a very effective runner, and he's a hard guy to tackle. Very difficult. I mean, he's one of those guys that you can be around two legs and he still throws the ball. So, you know, they had a rough start. Had a lot of transition in their offensive line, but they seem like they've settled down a little bit. But they're always one of the best defenses. I mean, and even now, I mean, they're one of the best defenses out there. They're very good up front. They're sound in the secondary. They got 8 starters back. So, you know, we'll get the best version of them, especially coming off a big win against Louisville, and it's a home game, night game, national TV, the red bandana game, all that stuff. So, we'll have to play well.
And it's going to be physical. It always is, and especially when you go to their place. And to your point, Dabble, under the lights, they'll all be ready. Speaking of quarterbacks, what about DJU? He scored it to ice it against North Carolina State. I've got to ask you about that touchdown. Who called that play, and how many times did you practice that play?
Well, I called the play, but and we've never practiced that play. But, you know, it was just kind of – you know, in the moment. And, I mean, we go under center and we'll run the ball some, but we had not run just a, you know, quarterback keep out the back door or anything like that. But I just felt like in that situation, they were probably going to sell out. We cut our split of our receiver, ran the corner off. And it was one of two things. That's what I told him. We're either going to just don't take a big hit and stay in bounds and we'll kick the field goal and extend the lead, or they're probably going to overplay it. And you're probably going to just pop right out the back door here if you make a good fake. So, it worked out, and it was a fun way to end it for sure. And you know, especially for DJ, because I mean, he had 73 yards and two rushing touchdowns. So it was a big night for him. That's been the biggest part of his game that's improved this year. Is he's just been so good with his legs for us, in you know, both running the ball, but also creating and extending. And his confidence is really high, I think, and that's a part of it. So. It was a big play and a good way to finish that game against a really tough team.
Yeah, of course, you played his high school ball not far from where I'm broadcasting from right here. Dabo Swinney joining us. So, Dabo, I know you got a lot on your plate. You're in it right now. But I want to ask, have you had much time to keep tabs on Trevor Lawrence this season? And if so, how does he look to you in Doug Peterson's system?
Yeah, he looks great. I mean, they had some ball security problems this past week, some fumbles and stuff, but He looks so much better. He looks great. I mean, he really does. I'm proud of him. I keep up with him. I was messing with him a week or so ago because I don't know what fantasy football is. I don't understand it. But my kids talked me and my wife into doing a team this year. And so, of course, I draft all my Clemson guys, right? I mean, that's just kind of how I go about it. And so I was giving him a hard time because I need some points with Travis Etienne. He's killing me. I need some points, and because I'm losing every week to my kids here, and so it's not real good. But not a very good fantasy guy. But anyway, keep up with him. He looks great. You know, they look better, much better as a team. And I know they had a tough one this week, but you know, I think they've got a chance to have a much, much better season and something that they can really build off of. You know, throughout the year and then into and onward. But I really like Doug. I mean, his son actually goes to Clemson, and we've spent a good bit of time together over the past several years. And just a guy I really like and respect. He's a great quarterback guy, and I think he's been excellent for Trevor.
Dabo, I don't know what's funnier to me, that you've become fantasy guy and you would say to one of your former guys, hey, man, you're killing me. Or the fact that you just mentioned ETN and one of my guys on my staff immediately said to me, good, he's killing me too. Tell Doug to get him the ball.
Yeah, got to get him the ball, man. I'm going to have to call Doug on that. Or, you know, my wife is beating me. You know, but I'm gonna live and die with my Tigers. I kind of built my whole team around them. But yeah, I'm figuring it out. I still don't understand all the rules and how you edit guys, or what do you call it, move them up and down and IR, and I don't do a good enough job of keeping up. I had a guy active that was on the IR. That's probably not real smart. So. I got to do better. I'll figure it out.
It's the great equalizer, fantasy football. That's really funny stuff. Dabo, one last thought. The ACC, he's got four teams ranked in the top 25 right now. In terms of depth and overall talent, where would you rank the conference this season compared to years past?
It's strong. It really is, especially, you know, the Atlantic. I mean, it's the year of the quarterback. I mean, there's a bunch of quarterbacks in the ACC this year that you're going to see playing on Sunday, a bunch of them, and it seems like we play one every week. There's just a lot of guys, man, and I think a very competitive group. You know, so a lot of talent, a lot of guys I think will be drafted out of the ACC this year. You know, Wake Forest is a team that doesn't get a lot of credit. I mean, they got a bunch of fifth and sixth-year seniors, and NC State, that bunch we just played, same thing, a bunch of really good veteran guys on both sides. That quarterback, Leary, is a great player. We're getting ready to play Jerkovic. He's a great player. We got to go down to Florida State and play, you know, their quarterback. Louisville's got a great quarterback. Syracuse has a great quarterback. It just seems like, you know, everybody we play, you know, has a dude. And when you got a quarterback, you've got a chance to win against anyone. So I think the league is very competitive, and anything can happen any week. So you better show up and be ready.
Good stuff. Clemson ranked fifth right now nationally. They're unbeaten. They're 5-0, 3-0 in ACC play. Another big challenge coming up on Saturday night under the lights. Clemson at Boston College. The head coach, Dabo Swinney, my guest. Dabo, it's been a moment or two, so good to have you back. I always appreciate the conversation and the relationship. Dabo, great to have you. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jim. Hey, you stay well, man.
Yes, sir. You too, coach. Love talking to Dabo. Good stuff. Really good stuff. I told you that we had a great interview day, and we do. Dabo, Coach K.